Hey there, audio listener. We are back in studio today. You can go check out some tickets if you missed Houston and Phoenix this last weekend at loudwithcutter.com/tour. All I ask you, if you're doing this, you know, the freeloading thing, the audio podcast, that's fine. Just leave a rating or review, and we're going to be doing a bonus show this Friday for Mug Club members. So I'm not saying that you're going to be missing out. I would never say that. Delicious. I gotta adjust my microphone here. We've been out of the studio for a little bit. So thank you. Glad to be with you. And we were in Phoenix. We were in Houston. So it's been a minute.
Yeah.
To read my headphones here. Really quickly, before we get to anything, look at CNN. That's the Slender Man right now. He haunts your dreams. Oh. That man on the right. What it's, did someone narrow the picture and not hit shift?
Can we have makeup? No.
No. We have scary makeup.
Yes.
We have. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just give me the Party City stuff. All right. So we have a lot to get to today. A couple of things. First off, you know, Trudeau has obviously ruined Queen forever. We have DeSantis is a big, big story right now. We weren't able to talk about it since, Thursday. We were on the road and we had a super video yesterday. I recommend that you go and watch it with the gay man who wanted to be blurred and didn't want his voice to be heard. And I thought it was incredibly revealing. We've had that a lot when we've been on the road. A lot of people come up and talk to us and say, you know, we're afraid of speaking out in our workplace. So that's why we do this show. We're supported by you, Mug Club, loudwithcutter.com/Mug Club. But DeSantis right now is under investigation for doing something that former Vice President Joe Biden has done always. You may not know that. He's been flying illegal immigrants across this country for his entire presidency. And I think when you actually understand, people are saying this is a PR stunt, $12 million. Do you know how much? Comment below, before I get to it later in the show. How much do you think illegal immigrants cost the American taxpayer every year? Okay, we'll get to it.
You're wrong. It's higher.
And something else that I really want to talk about today is you saw this Ohio police officer, female officer, get pummeled, get overpowered. And look, may not be a popular opinion, but I don't think that women should be on the police force in scenarios where they could run into violent altercations. Same thing with the military. We'll have video proof as to why. You may not agree with me, but I would like to see far fewer women getting pummeled and thrown over a cop car. Okay, so Gerald A., you are with me today. How are you?
I am well, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just adjusting this microphone here because it's when it's not. You take the reins here for a second.
Houston was a good time. We had several thousand people in Houston. You guys had a great time in Phoenix. We, appreciate everybody coming out and supporting the show. We'd love to be able to get on the road and do that.
Speaking of which, you know him, you love him. He's also here with us, and he's going to be. We're doing some more shows. By the way, there's first show sold out in Nashville.
Yeah.
But on November 12th, we've added a 9:30 show, a second show, which is 2/3 sold out at the Ryman Auditorium, and then Baltimore, December 3rd. We continue with the shows, and he is going to be in Bay City October 1st. Go see him, Mr. Lando Dave. How are you, sir?
Ahoy. Good. How about you?
So you went in and said, give me the little boy's cut.
I did. I said, I actually was able to fit in the airplane, the tiny one.
Yes.
And they did it away with it.
Did they turn it on and like rock for a minute just to get you comfortable?
That's correct.
Yeah. No, I don't think they
do you aggravate your neighbor, Wilson?
I do. Yeah. I have a slingshot in my back pocket, which is why I'm sitting funny.
Actually, no, we're sitting funny because we have some... We'll get to this in a second.
Chesticles?
Yeah. Big old... We're going to live our authentic self. We have a lot to do with Canada
Good.
Today. Transgender teacher with giant fake tits. Like, I'm talking double Zs, if that's a thing.
Very and, sexy.
Yes.
Yes.
And the school is standing by him. Sorry, her.
Mm. Okay.
It's a man with udders.
It is man.
And spandex.
So, I want to hit this here first. Have you guys all watched this? The Ohio... The Willoughby Police Department.
Hmm.
Have you seen it yet, Dave?
I saw bits.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a woman here. It's what should be a routine traffic stop.
Mm-hmm.
Goes awry, and this was last Wednesday on the 14th. It doesn't have that many plays, but this is something that is becoming all too common, and it's by design. So it's not just an isolated incident. I don't believe that women should be in positions of law enforcement, as you see here. And neither do they, as you will see from the clip. This happened Ohio's Willoughby Police Department. Let's watch.
Hello. I'm Officer at Willoughby Police Department. This is why I'm stopping you this speed. 57 and a 35. Why are you getting out of the car, sir?
I gotta get my driver's license.
You have gloves on? Feel like ready to commit murder?
Step over here now.
I'm not sitting!
Back off! Back off!
I'm not sitting, mother!
We're getting cold. Put your hands behind your back.
Ooh, she said that with authority.
Take your gloves off, Michael Jackson.
Oh, my.
It happened so quickly.
He was gardening.
So now...
What
the? Oh. Patriarchy has to run in.
Yep, there he goes again. The patriarchy doing things for a woman when they don't even ask.
Hey, can we have them pull that clip to the final part of that clip? Remember, there's a lady who comes in and says, "You don't ever do that to a woman." Another female police officer. Guys, grab that clip for me. She goes, "You don't ever do that to a woman," when they're restraining the guy. Like, yeah. What happened? What happened to just being...
Yeah.
Men and women are the same. And the police... Well, you see that physically. That's not the case. She gets overpowered very quickly. And then their defense when they go in is, "Don't ever do that to a woman." Well, this is a criminal. Yeah. He's treating the female cop the exact same as he would treat a male cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't you automatically a serial killer, though, if you pull somebody over and they're just wearing gloves like that?
I think so.
This is pretty much. I'm like, hey, he's getting out of his car now. Central, what do I do?
Yeah.
Speak sternly to him. Sir!
He's wearing gloves, and in his trunk he has a vat of acid.
Yes.
What do I do?
He's asking me to get in.
Yeah.
Should I?
He has a drum and two femurs to play it with.
There's a basket with lotion.
What do I do? There's a small poodle. He's tucked.
He's getting sued.
Let's watch that again while they pull the rest of that next clip. I want you to see, this is something that should be a routine traffic stop. Yeah. And what is required is a police officer should be, and this applies to men, but particularly to women, because women in general cannot be as strong as criminal men. As a general rule. Are there some exceptions? Sure. But a lot of police officers are subpar for the fitness standards, for the strength standards. A police officer should be at least at the performance level above the average man.
Yeah.
Because they need to subdue the average man. What if it's a slightly above average man? This is not an above average man.
This is a well below average.
This is a well below average man, and he ragdolls her like a child.
Yeah.
How is this equality? Let's watch this again, and then we'll pull the end to that clip.
Hello. I'm Officer at Willoughby Police Department. This is why I'm stopping you this speed. 57 and a 35.
That's going pretty fast, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
And she shouldn't let him do this. He could be grabbing a gun right now, and she's dead. It's just stupid.
Step over here now.
I'm not sitting.
Back off.
All she said was sit down. He goes,
grab it. And she gets physical. And here's the problem. She gets physical with no ability to back it up.
Correct.
This is not a technical grappling endeavor. This is just a man ragdolling a woman because she's weaker than a man. She has no ability to defend herself. And now here comes in a pot-bellied man in flip-flops, and he's able to do the job that the highly trained professional cannot. And another man.
And
a third man. Do they have that clip there, Gibbon?
It just turns
out. I think I found it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the end of the clip, then, this is how it ends, where finally the female supervisor comes in, and this is what she has to say, because this is how you know you're as safe as in your mother's arms, and quite literally it could just be your mother's arms. Let's play it.
Shut up!
You don't do that to a woman. Do you understand me?
Do you understand me, sir? No, I don't. I don't understand you.
Chivalry cops.
Polite boys, yeah. What you want? It's just, yeah. The guy's going, what do you mean I don't do that to a woman? I do this to cops.
Yeah.
Isn't she a cop? I mistreat cops. I'm a criminal.
Yeah. By the way, Taser, the minute he gets out of his car and doesn't comply, I'm like, just tase him and then tase him again and maybe tase him again. I don't know.
Have some fun
with it. Like, see if he can break dance.
He's white. You could have shot him.
Yeah. Would have been fine.
And here's the problem is the more you remove tools, and by the way, the more you have these diversity hires, these equality hires in the police force, guess what? You're going to end up with more police brutality, police violence, because they have to go to their tool belt.
Right.
They have to go to their firearm. So let me give you an example here. The Police Academy fitness standards in Ohio. Well, it's a double standard. You have sit-ups, right? 1 minute. How many sit-ups can you do? For men, you have to do 33 in 1 minute, which is not a lot.
No.
Women, 24.
What?
The push-ups test for a police officer in Ohio. A man has to do 22 in 1 minute, which is really not that much.
That's low.
Woman has to do 10. In other words, a police officer, the male officer, has to do twice as many. What do you think is going to happen when that woman runs into a man in the street? Well, you just saw what happened. 1.5 mile run, the men, it's 14 minutes, 6 seconds. Women, 16 minutes, 46 seconds.
Also not fast on the male side.
No, well, not by my half mile run.
What if you fail the test as a man? Couldn't you just say you're not? You're a woman.
Yes. We'll get to that. And we're there. Yes, we're over there. Yeah. We got to. We're there.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
So, and this also has happened in our military.
Yeah.
And by the way, hit the like button if you agree with this. I don't think that we're less safe. I don't see how it's progress to send women out to the front lines when they are ill-equipped to be murdered in the name of equality. Usually we would have men go to war to protect the women and children. That's kind of why we go to... It's almost the most important resource is women and children.
Yeah.
That's our most important. That's how we populate the country. These are the people who make up... You're going to war, not just for land, but to protect your citizens if it's a defensive war. Instead, we're sending out women and children, and we are sending them out knowing that they are not prepared. Now, I am not saying that a woman can't work on dispatch. I'm not saying that a woman can't be a pilot. I'm not saying a woman can't be a sniper. I'm saying that a woman can't do that. Now, 2018, let's look at this in the Army. They implemented a gender-neutral test, right? That happened. They said, okay, we're going to do a gender-neutral test now where everyone has to meet the same standards. And they lowered the standards. Had to be scrapped because women couldn't pass it. So the gender-neutral test, 83 to 92% of men passed compared to a maximum of 52% of women. The average was in the 40-something percentile.
Jeez. That's terrible. This should be an objective standard. Like, this is not one of those things where you're like, yeah, we just adjust the test to make sure everybody's included. And it also said it took into account age. No. If you're old, you don't get to go fight on the front line. I'm sorry. If you can't pass the test, you don't qualify. That's just how it is.
Do you think that that woman at that moment in time thought, oh, I've been screwed by the equality bullshit?
Yeah, probably.
I'm ill-prepared.
Oh, this is not about... my vagina, my opinion, this is going to hurt.
This is real.
Yeah. She probably just thought, uh-oh.
Yes.
I mean, play this tape to the end. What happens if she's not on a populated road where people, thank you, citizens of Ohio, that stopped to help out a police officer?
Yes.
By the way, that's exactly what you should do. What if she's not around people, though? That probably ends very poorly. And guess what? We have another video of an officer being attacked, maybe even worse, on dash cam that makes the news.
Well, you see, this is violence, right? But you know where else you see it? You see it with affirmative action in college. You see black people, black Americans, who are put into programs, for example, often in STEM fields. They can get lower grades, right? They can score lower on the SATs. And what happens is they fall back. They fall behind in class. And they're more likely to drop out of college. When you try and push, you can either have equal opportunity or you can try to ensure equity of representation, equity in outcomes. You cannot have both.
Right.
If you're trying to engineer equity, meaning equal representation in the police force, you will inevitably have to pull from a shallow talent pool, and you put them in danger. So let's look at the military again, the fitness standards, okay? For 22 to 26-year-olds, the standing power throw for men at 6.3 meters, because they scrapped the gender-neutral test. For women, it's 4 meters.
These meters?
The sprint drag carry. Men, they have to do it in 2 minutes and 31 seconds. For women, 3 minutes and 15 seconds. A 2-mile run. The men have 22 minutes. The women have 23 and a quarter.
Hmm.
Is now, drag carry like the RuPaul drag race?
Yeah, no. They do it at the library story.
I see. Okay. Yes. I just wanted to make
just
sure
reading
I
a pop-out
right.
book.
Gotcha.
But think about this. Why? Hold on a second. None of this, the very premise of equality in male-dominated fields, It disrupts its own outcome. It's what we need, equality. Okay, why? Because men and women are the same. Okay, but we want 40% longer and 40% lower standards, or 70% lower standards, depending on what it is, for women to make it in. Why? Hold on a second. It's a male-dominated field. You said it was because of the patriarchy. Well, look, of course, women should be able to meet the same qualifications. Why? Because your life is in danger. And not only is your life in danger, guess who else is in danger?
Mm-hmm.
People in your platoon.
Yeah.
Guess who else is in? Your citizens. Are the people safer in that city? This thing, this house of cards has to come tumbling down. And the only way that it works is if everything we do, it needs to be performance-based. We need to eliminate race. We need to eliminate gender. We need to eliminate sexual orientation. Sorry, sex, gender, however you identify. None of that should play a role in combat positions, in police positions,
yeah,
in positions that require any level of physical strength, they shouldn't, because it makes everyone else less safe.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
For their own good, there should be no neutralizing the standards. It should just be one high, and the bar should be higher, by the way. I'm sorry, 22 minutes for a 2 mile run in the military?
Ridiculous.
What if that woman was trying to pull pack, what if that woman was trying to pull a rapist off of a woman?
Yeah.
What if she shows up?
I think she was.
Well, yeah, well, who would you want to show up? That's a good question to ask people. Like, if you're an injured soldier in a combat situation, do you want somebody who did really poorly on the carry drag test that they were talking about, right?
If I'm in a burning building and I have a female firefighter show up and say, I'm carrying you out of here, there's going to be some backdraft because I'm opening a window and jumping.
No, I'm good. Sir, you're on fire. Yeah, I know.
Is this because I'm a woman? It's because you're 5'2", 80 pounds and
there's
weak.
No way.
Two survivors that are paralyzed from falling down a ladder.
Yeah. Right.
This happened to me at Notre Dame. They have a swim
Kidding,
test. It's a
ladies.
Famous test. You have to pass a swim test to graduate from the University of Notre Dame.
You're telling me.
I think at one point they were racist.
They made an accommodation. They allowed water weights.
You have to do it. So I did my swim test right after doing a really heavy arm workout with football stuff. And
yeah.
I was like, man, I'm really tired. And I looked and I had like a 5 foot, 80 pound person as my lifeguard. And this is like a very deep Olympic-sized pool. And I'm like, can you do the job?
Yeah.
If I'm in trouble, you're taking 275 pounds of me out of this pool. Right.
Like, how much did they weigh?
I weighed 275 at the time.
How much did they weigh?
I'm sorry.
That's rude. Yeah. You can't ask it of the woman who's supposed to save your life.
She was under 100 pounds.
Oh, I thought you were saying she was enormous.
Dave, let me put it to you this way. She was 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing.
Oh, yeah, you would have died at the bottom of that pool.
I really would have, and she would have swam down and been like, I can't help you. Sorry, bye.
There's a reason for weight classes in combat between men, and women are physically weaker. Okay? It's that simple, and we're making people less safe. Do you think that people in a neighborhood, in a black neighborhood, for example, where people say, oh, they don't trust police officers, do you think sending in a cop like that is going to do very well? And do you think that's going to do anything for relations between largely white police forces and urban communities? No, what happens is if that lady goes in, she's not going to be able to de-escalate or subdue. This is a perfect example, too. My parents, God love her, my mom. I was bullied as a kid. And this is something that a lot of women don't understand, is she would say, well, if you're bullied, you know, you walk right up to him and you tell him to stop because he's, you know what, a lot of these bullies just feel bad about themselves. And he kicked the crap out of me. Now, here's the thing. You cannot teach a child to defend himself from a bully if when it comes down to it, your child knows that they will lose a fight. You can only stand up to a bully if you know that you can handle business when it comes down to that time. Women don't understand that. With young men, generally speaking, moms often ill-equip their sons. This woman is terrified deep down because she knows that she can't handle herself. And that is someone who is more dangerous. You take someone who's afraid, right, who knows, I can't handle myself in a physical altercation, but I've got a gun. That's a recipe for more shootings from police.
Yeah.
You know who you want? You want the guy who can lock, who can hit you with a body lock, suplex you into the grass, and cuff you and not break a sweat. Because he never has to go to his tool belt.
Right. And he knows it. He's calm and collect because he knows he can defend himself if the situation gets out of control. And when you talk about going to the tool belt, I think it was in Chicago. I can't remember. But the police officer, the lady who reached for what she thought was her taser and ended up shooting the suspect.
But that was just a stupid lady.
It was very stupid. But
that
I'm
wasn't
saying,
a physical thing. That
no,
was
no,
a,
no. It allows
that was a brain
for,
thing.
You said they have to go to their tool belt. Yes. And then it allows for problems like that
right.
to happen where you overreact or you make a mistake.
You get rid of chokeholds.
Right.
Some police departments, you get rid of tasers. Right, and then you add a bunch of diversity hires who are ill-equipped. They're not capable of handling. Well, what happens? You've now just created a scenario for violence. That's why small people they join gangs. They're weak. They're scared. Weak people, incapable people physically, are scared. They are more violent because they have to be. Right? Crazy beats big very often. But you don't want your police officers to be crazy. That's why we don't want them to be women. Now,
it's not true.
It's terrible.
Speaking of women. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, he took time out of his trip to England to honor the Queen. She's still on the money there.
Good.
What?
Yeah.
Not in the grave?
Oh.
What?
Well, I mean, they probably covered her eyes with some coins.
She a pickpocket?
For the bookman.
So, Justin Trudeau, did you see this? This is his trip to England. He was doing his best Freddie Mercury impression. Okay, sorry. That's the wrong clip. We need to get that out of the board. But here is... Yeah. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who, like Brian Stelter, is a completely heterosexual male, doing Queen even gayer than Freddie Mercury did.
He wishes.
He didn't have to do it in a gay Broadway voice.
Yeah, at least the people are having a good time.
I'm an adult virgin.
Mother, I just killed a nation.
Yes.
Yeah. Easy come, easy go.
Play it again. Listen. Listen to him. He's doing gay Broadway. That's enough. That's enough.
Yes.
He's doing the Mary Poppins version.
Yes.
He's doing it in AIDS minor.
Yes. And he's still off key.
I know, right?
Oh, that's awesome.
Freddie Mercury wasn't that gay.
No.
By the way, you hear Gabe Williams' story about Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, the masturbating monkey.
Yeah, okay. So Gabe Williams, as our agent, he's conservative. He was talking about...
This is a true story.
This is a true story.
This is true. This is how you make sure your rider's being read, friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, my rider, like, when we do these live shows, they're like, what do you want in a green room? I'm like, I don't know. Toss in some snacks, like some trail mix. And I usually just ask for, like, maybe an energy drink.
Cobb salad.
And I drink hot water. Yeah. I drink, like, tea before the any live show. That's it. And Williams, like, you need to put something in there to make sure that they're paying attention. Like, ask for, you want a bottle of bourbon, just something that someone has to go and get so they're paying attention. I said, okay. Yeah. He goes, you know what the truth is? Freddie Mercury would have in his rider that he needed a masturbating monkey in the green room. Always a masturbating monkey. And this girl was, I don't know what I'm going to do. Where am I going to find a masturbating monkey? And someone who had worked with Freddie said, oh, sweetheart, all monkeys are masturbating monkeys. They just do. You can't stop them. All the time.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's why, like, the green M&Ms and all those things you hear, people are like, can you believe that? It's like, that's because they want to make sure their rider's being read.
Right.
Yeah. So if you walk in and there's a monkey in your green room, you're like, well, they certainly read it.
Yes, mm-hmm. They absolutely read
it.
And unfortunately, we're going to have to euthanize him.
Yes.
Seems like it's a gag that maybe goes overboard.
Somebody get the monkey a diaper, please.
Also, that's where AIDS came from.
Yes.
Yes.
Monkey and Freddie Mercury.
Ironically, not monkey pox.
No.
No, monkey pox just came from dudes.
Yeah. Yep.
AIDS the monkeys.
Yeah. Well, at least all the people around Justin
Nature's
Trudeau,
a cruel mistress.
Yeah, were having a good time. At least they were having a laugh.
Long story short, there's one thing I have on my rider.
Well, yeah.
Yep. Masturbating monkey.
Yep.
I think
now,
we all
now you
one.
Do.
And water.
We could have dual masturbating monkey.
That's right.
Oh, dual. We each have, like, mm-hmm. I have to have one and he has to have one. It's settled.
No.
One has a boy cowboy hat. Yes. One has a girl cowboy hat.
It's settled. Go see him in Bay City. Go see us in Nashville. There will be masturbating monkeys.
There will not be.
Now, here's one thing. There was a British rabble rouser told Trudeau to, I love this guy, to screw off back to Canada. This guy is in, he's an Englishman, but he's talking to the Canadian Prime Minister, who, of course, is saying, he said, I want to sing Freddie Mercury, only make it gayer. And it rubbed this guy the wrong way.
He's got Freddy's chin. How could you feel good about yourself when you just sang on a piano, you know, like a lady in the old West?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you wearing a bustle?
He really was, though. He was just singing like he's in a piano lounge, and it's just a girl laying on a piano, and then everybody walks out and tells you how awful you are.
I would love to get that guy in the show. Yeah. And by the way, his comment about Trudeau being a bastard is right on point, factually speaking, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm always thinking, by the way, also Liam Neeson could be that
Liam
missing
Neeson
link. Look at that last one.
Sure.
Look at that last. That is Liam Neeson playing a Castro.
It is.
He's got a special set of skills.
I've got a very particular set of skills. Human accent is not chief amongst them.
I will destroy an entire island economy.
Yes. And I won't allow you to play the saxophone. Ever.
I was born in America in this movie.
Yes. I don't believe you.
Because of me, you have a gay agent named William.
I was an Amistad.
Yes.
And then after that, everything was a sequel. Mm. Even the non-Taken sequels are still basically Taken sequels.
Taken 3 is ridiculous.
Have you seen the one, The Midnight Train?
Yes.
It's just Taken on a train.
Have you seen Walk Amongst the Tombstones?
Yes. It's Taken Amongst the Tombstones.
In a graveyard.
That was the working title, but they said it would be too much Taken.
Taken with Wolves.
It's all taken. Did you see that? You saw the gray?
Yes.
Yeah. It was supposed to be the Taken.
Yes. They were like, hey, I took Taken, and instead of bad guys in Russia, I wrote Wolves.
Yes. And I killed them by taping broken glass bottles to my knuckles.
That's not true.
Which would do far more damage to myself.
Yes.
That'd be hilarious. You punch a wolf, it's your hands just bleeding, and the wolf is eating you.
Yes.
This didn't work at all.
This is a horrible idea.
I thought it was going to be like Wolverine. Turns out that's just not real life.
No. Electrical tape? That doesn't even hold.
Yeah. It's also very cold. It's just all the sticky wore off.
You know what I told the man who told me to tape broken bottles to my hand that resulted in me losing my hand to the wolf?
What's that?
He was taking me for a ride.
Oh,
now I'm going to go make Taken on a plane.
Yes. I'm tired of this. Motherfucking Taken, so no.
Taken snakes on the plane.
All right. Hey, by the way, it's a live show Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. If you miss it, you can always watch it on Rumble. You can watch it on Mug Club. Of course, we're going to do an extra 45 minutes today on Mug Club. Are we talking about the Adam Levine thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. His little mistress?
Yeah.
His victim.
Victim.
Yeah. Poor cheating whore.
Is that the feller That's from Maroon 5?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for him.
Do you know the thing about him?
What?
He will be loved.
Oh.
He will love.
Taken in the band.
Gosh. Somebody please take me out of here.
We didn't have that. Liam Neeson sings the classics.
Yeah. Just sitting in for Maroon 5.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
Yes.
I saw your face in a crowded place. I don't know what to do.
And then you were gone.
And then you were gone.
Where did
and
you
I
go?
Had to make some calls.
All right, cut. Let's just bring in Tim McGraw. I can't go on not loving you.
I like it. I think that's going to make it pop.
So.
That's better than I did.
Yeah, he's better. Yeah.
He's the artist. I'm more of a Taken type.
Yes. Have we done boat Taken?
I'm quite taken with him.
We could do it on like a carnival cruise.
Yeah. Taken in space.
Taken cruise. Disney could maybe.
What if we do Taken? Taken with a WNBA.
Yeah, Royal. Yes, I could be a lady.
I could be a lady. I'll put a vape pen.
Yeah,
they could take a particular set of skills.
Yes, they could take a boy coach. And I could go undercover as a black lady. And
it would be called Taken Like Me.
All right. Speaking of undercover, and this is how absurd. I know you may say, "Hey, this is a silly example." No, this is what I hope that you understand here. When we show you these stories that I'm about to show you about this trans Canadian teacher, at one point in time, you would have said, "Oh, you're just taking extreme fringe examples." Before we had Drag Queen Story Hour,
right?
Now it's the norm. It's not that in Canada what you were about to see is silly, it's absurd, it's disgusting, and I mean disgusting because it's a gross violation of basic dress code laws at any school. It's that the school board decided they were going to defend this as legitimate. And so I want, if nothing else from this show, what I hope you do is you go and you read the original sources. That's why we make all the references available at LadderWithCutter.com. And I want you to see their argument for their position. It's, yes, you may think that this is silly, but I want you to try and examine why are they trying to present this with the setup that they do. We've talked about that a lot in Christian apologetics. If you look at the early persecutors of Christianity, a lot of them would say, well, yes, Jesus was crucified and it's an empty tomb, but it was stolen by the apostles. In other words, the easiest thing in the world would have been to say, there's no empty tomb, there was no Jesus Christ. They didn't do that. If you look at what they're doing in Canada, they say, yes, this is absurd that this man is wearing giant fake prosthetic tits in class and spandex shorts, but this is their true identity. Now, any example of you claiming to be your true self, and by that I mean prosthetics, or by that I mean sex reassignment surgery or hormones that will put you in an early cancerous grave. As long as you claim it's your true self, because we're beyond the realms of science now, people say, well, who are we to question their authentic self? So I want you to comment here below and just hit the like button. That helps with the algorithm. If you can see why this is an example that I think we need to pay attention to, and not just because it's so... Understand how absurd it is? When you watch this, you won't believe me, and then understand that it was defended by the school board. This guy, sorry, she is still doing this. This is a shop teacher in Canada.
No audio on this.
Yeah.
Your boobs are huge.
Yeah.
This is how you cut.
He has to change the way he's teaching shop.
It would be a sketch 10 years ago.
Yeah, yes. Look at the cycling
where it's like,
shorts.
Listen, the woodshop teacher's made some changes over the summer. Yes. Let's not say anything when she arrives. What do you mean she? You talking about Ron?
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Big titted Ron.
Yes. Yes. What do you mean big titted Ron?
Listen. They. Listen. All in good time.
Have you ever seen the Spencer's greeting card with a gigantic breasted woman?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's Ron.
Which is also where he purchased the breasts. Also, look at this plasma orb. Isn't that fun? That's fun.
Yes. Ah. Whatever you do, don't look at his giant, ridiculous breasts.
Exactly. His don't do that, you all get plasma orbs and fart spray, and I think we're all winners here. So, here's the thing. The reason that this is public is because students were complaining. Now, the school board said, oh, all the students love this teacher. No, some students were saying this is inappropriate. It makes me uncomfortable. I can imagine why. I had a Greek teacher. I'll just say her name, Miss Chronopoulos. She was a wonderful teacher, and she did not dress inappropriately. She had large breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She couldn't help it.
She couldn't help
it. None of I had anything to say about it.
Right.
But I remember one time she was leaning over and helping correct my work, and her breast ever so slightly like brushed my shoulder, and you know, that's just like you just hit the nuke for a teenage boy. Right. It was like the bell rang, like, why aren't you leaving? Like, I think I need to rest. So
same thing happened with a guy named Mr. Harold.
Yes.
His helmet rubbed me.
Can you imagine this guy washing your hair in the sink? So the kids were complaining. Now keep in mind, women are not allowed to dress this way.
Right.
Women are not allowed to wear spandex shorts. And I don't know about the top, honestly. I don't know about the black. I don't know about the early 19th century French prison. Black stripes. Yep. But kids were complaining. The Ontario School Board, they claim that they stand by the trans shop teacher's choice, not only in the prosthetic breasts, but in the skin-tight shirts, the tops, and the shorts that women are not allowed to wear. Hmm. Now, here's the thing. This is also, you know, what you just saw on Instagram, a fellow man on Instagram, that, remember that transgender male in the Letterman's jacket who threw a homeless man's lunchbox at me?
Mm-hmm.
Our follow-up video was removed because we laughed. Remember that? Yeah. They said that we were they said that we were mocking this person's existence.
Mm.
Because now the trans issue, right? You don't have to go through hormones. You don't have to do the bottom half. You just need to say that you're a woman, and however you choose to present yourself is now by society declared, certainly in Canada, to be your true self. Kamala Harris is a good example. She says it's very important. For example, she tweeted out, everyone deserves to be their true self without harassment or discrimination. This matters. Okay. And my point is, I don't know how that gets juxtaposed with the idea of, you know what, you don't have to meet these unrealistic beauty standards. Think about it. This guy is clearly trying to fit into into a stereotype. At what point do you say, if it was a young girl who said, I need giant triple D tits, you would say, well, you know what? Maybe you have an unhealthy body image because you're beautiful just the way God made you. When a man says, I need giant triple D tits, well, this is brave and beautiful. So we actually decided to see just how authentic this is and how people can live with their true self. And everyone in this office was forced to wear giant prosthetic breasts.
Why? I'm not honking at you.
Lopsided there. Just get the other one higher. It's mic.
And by the way, the reason we are doing this, it seems silly and childish.
Nice little booters you got there.
It's just so that you can see how ridiculous it is for this to be someone's authentic self. It's impractical.
It's convenient right here, though. It kind of holds the mic.
Does it hold a microphone?
I've never felt so mean.
It's like Mike.
Taken with tits.
Someone who says, I don't feel like me, unless I have this, is a psychopath.
Liar!
is a psychopath.
Oh, jeez. I lost one.
Can we get Gerald another tit?
Oh, he's got him. He's got a single mastectomy.
So my question to you is, ladies too.
Oh, I'll double.
Are these actually? No, don't pop them yet. Don't
no,
pop
I think
them.
It's just an accident.
Yeah, okay. Let's my keep them going.
The sexy accident.
It's just a sexy, sexy accident.
So it can be like a, you know.
It would be funny if this wasn't being taken seriously. This is being taken seriously. Think about this. Look, see how silly this is?
Mm-hmm.
See how silly, look. See how silly this is. I could be teaching your children. And if your children complain and say, this makes me uncomfortable in my class because it's a guy with a 5 o'clock shadow and giant fake tits, the school board will silence your child's voice and say, no, most kids, the mob rule of the majority, like this teacher, and we stand by this. We stand by this, a school board.
All right, kids, we're going to be doing woodworking today.
Yes.
How about new?
Look at me.
Just grab any wood you like.
Yes.
Any wood.
Oh, boy.
We're going to be doing physical science later.
Yes.
Going to be dissecting a sheep's eye.
Come on, who wants to hold the wood while
the iris God. Bounces. You'll have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Oh, it is me.
I am little coat.
What's happening?
Sorry, titties.
Titties.
No. Titty accident. There's no way to do your work.
Yeah, it's hard.
How could you possibly function? This is my authentic true self. This is no more silly than that teacher who was supported by the school board and, by the way, no more silly than the first female, not woman, four-star admiral who's the assistant health secretary. This is no more silly. It is silly. I hate myself. I don't like myself.
Got a replacement. There we go.
And neither should that person. Dave, you look a little antsy.
I have to pee.
With those?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a hormonal thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I have a...
You've already gone four times this morning.
I have a bladder?
Mm.
Did you just ask me that?
No.
Go pee. Go pee.
All right.
Go pee.
Get your steaks here. Good Rancher Steaks here, $15. Good Rancher Steaks. Best meat you or your mama ever had. Who wants a steak?
Ooh, I'll take one.
Oh, yeah.
These are the best.
I know. I remember you from last week.
Yeah.
How's the kids?
Still not mine.
Dude, what the hell are you doing?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not doing, and that's stealing the steaks that Good Rancher sends us and selling them as a side hustle.
Okay, good, because that's what I thought you were doing. All right, we'll see you back on the show.
Man, he really can get in and out of them titties quickly.
Yes.
Guess that's what happens when they're not real. Hey, do you know how I know that your boobs aren't authentic? They're not real. They're removable. By the way, Good Ranchers, they're a sponsor. They have the. I met actually the good guy who runs Good Ranchers in Houston.
Yeah.
Here's one thing I will say is there's a meat shortage coming. This is not a doomsday thing, and a big part of it is because it comes from overseas. The Good Ranchers guys, they use only USDA prime or upper choice of beef, and it's from American farms, small American farms.
Yeah.
They actually buy from small American farms. You can go to goodranchers.com/Crowder, use the code Crowder. You can do either or, and you get $30 off plus free express shipping on any box. And I think you lock in that price, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So then they have the balls to sponsor. So not the breast. They don't have the breast to sponsor.
Yes.
They might.
Although balls. They do call me a meat market.
They call me Mr. Tits.
Yep.
Comment. Name that film reference. It was modified.
Yes.
Do we have to wear these the rest of the show?
Yes, we do. Yes,
Why?
We do.
You mean
because
get
we're all.
To.
What do you mean wear? You mean do we have to be our authentic selves?
Well,
get to wear.
You're more authentic than I am, it looks. Guys, I'm gay.
Do you know
I'm
how I know that I'm lower
gay.
Class?
What?
With the Good Rancher stuff. You know what I eat more than the steaks? Is I eat the Wagyu burgers and I do them like a Salisbury steak. I put cheese on them and I just eat them. Like, I prefer
well, they
them.
Said
to
you're supposed to like smash. Them,
I know,
right?
But I prefer. Am I the only one? Like, I prefer sometimes burger meat to steak?
No. Yeah, I do.
If you have good burger meat, you
it's
put some
really
cheese
tasty.
On there.
Yeah.
It's delicious. All right.
I'm lopsided like my first girlfriend.
Or you.
You know who I am.
It's a you weird are. Day. So DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis, who I just love. The guy just plays street ball. bitch rejected, whatever it is that comes his way. He's under investigation. Now, why is he under investigation? Okay, you have Texas's Bexar County Sheriff. He plans to open an investigation into the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, after they quote, lured migrants to fly them. Now, you know about this. He sent them to Martha's Vineyard. But now the claim is that he misled them and lured them to Martha's Vineyard, which really shouldn't matter if you're pro-migrant, period. You should be happy that they show up anywhere. But I'd like to get in a little bit deeper than, oh, liberals don't like them in their backyard, because there's a little bit more at play here. But here's a clip of the sheriff complaining and talking about opening an investigation, which is, of course, more political theater.
To answer, I guess, just a bunch of questions we've been getting throughout the day in piecemeal fashion.
We're to put his head under my shirt. It'd be a good...
Clear the air for everyone. We are opening up a case with an investigation with regard to the suspected activities involving the 48 migrants from Venezuela. As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured. I will use the word lured. Under false pretenses, into staying at a hotel
on a vacation
for a couple of days, they were
Martha's
taken
Vineyard.
By yeah. airplane. At a certain point, they were shuttled to an airplane
where they were flown up in a bed to and
Florida,
breakfast.
And then eventually flown to Martha's Vineyard again under false pretenses. Is the information that we have
right.
that they were promised work, they were promised the solution to several of their problems.
They weren't
none of that's true.
They were taken to Martha's Vineyard from what we can gather. For little more than a photo op, video op, and then they were unceremoniously stranded in Martha's Vineyard.
Okay, so a couple of things here that I want to touch. First off, like you said, yeah, they showed up and the mayor of Amity was not happy. I'll be damned if my Labor Day weekend gets ruined by a bunch of brownies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
My dad has that suit.
Lawns look great.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. All of a sudden.
So, let me first point something out to you. That's a man who could come and take your guns away.
Yeah.
So, people say back the blue, not that blue. Not that blue that we saw earlier. I want to make it really clear. I think we need efficient and we need constitutionally constrained local law enforcement. And I think we need to do away with the federalization of police, the FBI, now the IRS, because we're going to be arming more agents, the CIA. Yeah. I don't think that we need the kind of militarized national police force. And I think that we need to hold make sure you pay attention at your local elections. Make sure you know who your local sheriff is. This is the kind of man, I guarantee you, who would gladly strip you of your rights because he has a badge and some power. Because he right there was pushing propaganda. It's not true. He even added, this is from the Miami, he even added, at this point, I'm not able to definitively say, here's the statute that they broke, either federal, state, or local. But what I can tell you is it's wrong. So in other words, there is no reason for an investigation other than he thinks it's wrong for these migrants to be sent somewhere less convenient. And by the way, he's not even in that city.
Right.
There's nothing illegal. He's going to launch an investigation. That's a stunt. You know what else is a stunt? Raiding the former president's or sitting president, depending how people out there refer to Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. There still haven't been arrests.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Nothing. And pretending you care, you just said it. He's basically decrying this as a political stunt, basically said, oh, they were unceremoniously left there. Yes, the locals snapped pictures, posted it on Facebook, and then deported them to the National Guard and said, can you please get these people out of here?
Yeah.
You are doing the exact same thing, opening an investigation because that's where they took off from and you think there is a problem, but you can't point out that there's actually a problem. Don't you typically find like, that's the law that was broken.
Mm-hmm.
You did it.
Yeah.
We're going to investigate.
You raped her. Yes. That's illegal.
He's the pusher. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we noticed they were migrants because they looked nothing like us at all. They didn't blend in whatsoever as other human beings.
Especially in Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, the richest area ever.
Baller move, by the way.
If they showed up with a few like weed whackers, they would have been like, oh, yeah, it's just weed whacker. That's just a weed whacker guy. So here's something else. Let's just cut this off at the pass. They were not lured. What? We're going to lure him. Name that movie line and comment below. DeSantis explained exactly, Governor DeSantis, how they well knew what was going on. Here you can just watch this for yourself.
And by the way, just for the record, this was voluntary. All migrants were put up in hotels, given accommodations. They were fed, they were showered, they were offered haircuts and any other services that they were needed, correct?
Yeah, not only that, they all signed consent forms to go
And then the vendor that is doing this for Florida provided them with a packet that had a map of Martha's Vineyard. It had the numbers for different services on Martha's Vineyard. And then it had numbers for the overall agencies in Massachusetts that handle things involving immigration and refugees. So it was clearly voluntary. And all the other nonsense you're hearing is just not true.
Okay. So first off, this is why the guy said, well, it's just not really true. What the media wants to cover is a sheriff launching an investigation. Just like the media wants to cover the raid of Donald Trump. They don't want to follow up on the fact that there should have been arrests within 2 days. There should have been arrests immediately if there were crimes committed. We know that there weren't. That's why we know it's a publicity stunt. This is not a publicity stunt. This is meant to point out exactly what this current administration is doing. The former Vice President, Joe Biden, his administration, they've been flying migrants around the country since taking office. August 2021, there were 2,000 flown in New York. December 2021, there were 130, mostly minors, flown to Pennsylvania. This is not new. The issue is that it's usually done in the dark.
Yes.
What they don't like is sunlight. They don't like sunlight as a disinfectant. This happens all the time. Joe Biden does this exact thing.
Yeah, all the time. And by the way, you said it in the dark. Literally, they did it at night so that nobody would be able to see what was going on. And they're just taking these people and throwing them in different communities and not asking the community.
And this is why they can't have Donald Trump.
Are they vampires?
This is why they can't have Donald Trump. Remember when Donald Trump at the debate, you know what his most effective phrase was? Who built the cages, Joe?
Yeah.
Who built the cages, Joe? Remember when they were trying to say Donald Trump putting kids in cages?
Right, yeah.
The pictures were taken from the Obama era. Yeah. So if Donald Trump were the person with the media right now and they were saying, can you believe that they sent these migrants? He would say, who flew the migrants first? Who flew them first? Huh? Wasn't there 2,000, I think? It was something like 2,000. And he always knows exactly what it is, but he says, I think. He's like, I heard there was something like 2004, something like that, sent to New York. Who sent them, Joe?
Right.
Who built the cages, Joe? Who's been shipping migrants across this country, Joe? Who has created a border crisis, the likes of which this country has never seen, Joe? And by the way, while we're talking about this, the libertarians out there, you're wrong. This is a waste of taxpayer dollars.
No.
$12 million. That's true. It was in the budget. Okay? The government allocated this to relocate illegal immigrants. Okay. So people look at that and say, that's a lot of money. Couldn't that be better used? Insert whatever social program they want here. Liberals don't actually believe in the constitutional parameters of government. They say, couldn't that be better used to provide more EBT cards? Okay. $12 million. All right. To draw attention to illegal immigrants. To draw attention to the border crisis that is taking place that most liberals don't have to live with in their communities. Illegal immigrants in this country cost you, the taxpayer, $116 billion annually. That's why when libertarians would say a wall might cost $40 billion, the real estimates were about $25 billion. You can go back to Build the Wall, change my mind, all of these references are there. $116 billion annually. That means you're talking about close to, right now, at least $240 billion. And these are old numbers.
Yeah, it's probably more now.
It's probably closer to $300 billion just since Biden has taken office.
Right, because the numbers of immigrants coming over, illegal immigrants coming into this country has skyrocketed under Biden because he knows things like this will happen. Like, you can get to this country and this will happen to you.
Right. Yes, but the value of the dollar is more.
Right.
It's much better
now. That shrinkflation.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
The cost of goods haven't gone up. They're just smaller. No. Everything is fun size. Exactly. You see Kind bars? Have you seen this bullshit now? Uh-huh. Like, good for an afternoon snack. They just cut the bar in half.
Yeah.
Like, better, lower calories so you can snack smart. What?
And
you're just giving me less food. Next time it's just going to be a wrapper. Like, just smell the wrapper, fat ass. That's all you're getting. Like, you're not.
Yeah, they're this big.
That really pissed me off.
Yeah, we had them in our green room.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? This is a square. Like, no, that's the new diet-friendly Kind bar.
It's the mini.
Well, can you bring someone from Kind here so I know who to shoot?
Yeah. How much is
figuratively.
It?
Figuratively.
Same price. Yes.
Same price. Exactly.
You get half for same.
Jeez. Sorry. It's the boobs.
It's the boobs. You can't.
Yeah. Titties.
It just gets in the way.
Well, it's hard to live your authentic self.
Yeah.
Can you milk me, Greg?
I mean, like Matthew McConaughey on the beach.
Dale! I mean, if that's all you're doing all day.
I'm sorry. I'm a child. This is far too fun. Anyway, $116 billion versus $12 million. And by the way, $12 million well spent because it pissed all the right people off. And I think that counts for something. So the plane used to fly the migrants to Martha's Vineyard, by the way, is also scheduled for a flight from San Antonio to Delaware. I don't really know why that matters. It's just a little fun fact. So migrants from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua are up 175% from last August. And I know this particularly because, you know, you can still go to Cigars Daily. And actually, I think we still have more of the Crowder 7 Plus 1 samplers.
Ooh.
But there's been a problem with the cigar industry, for example, because rollers in a lot of these countries, these are high-paying jobs. These are really actually sort of coveted jobs. Well, now they're leaving. They're leaving because even though it's a good paying job in Nicaragua, anything in the United States is better than even a good paying job in Nicaragua.
Right, yeah.
So there's a real problem. Certain years of cigars can no longer be found because there's a shortage of rollers. But here's something that I would like to pose here. And you guys can comment below. And by the way, again, hit like, share. Helps with the algorithm. I just ask that you do. The left says, okay, the reason that these people can come here to this country illegally is they're asylum seekers, right?
Right.
That's the only way you can justify it. Well, let's ignore the fact that sometimes they've had to traverse through like seven countries to get here. Venezuela, Cuba, places like Nicaragua. So asylum means you're persecuted by a government.
Right.
These are all socialist countries. So the left has to say, well, these people should be allowed in the United States because they're seeking asylum from the policies that we seek to impose. How do I know? Look at Bernie Sanders' quotes on Venezuela. Look at what they've said about, look at when Barack Obama went to Cuba. Look at the policies and look who they try and mimic. Look who they try and emulate. So I don't think that holds water. You're not being persecuted if you're leaving a country just because it's socialist and it's crappy, and these countries are crappy because of their socialist policies.
Yeah.
I think that someone, for example, a Christian fleeing China should be an asylum seeker to their nearest neighboring country. I think a Christian fleeing Syria, fleeing ISIS, that's someone who is facing actual religious persecution. I would actually argue pastors who face jail time for not closing down during COVID in Canada. Those people have a more legitimate claim to asylum than people from Nicaragua, than people from Cuba, unless Democrats admit that socialism is inherently persecutory against people's individual freedoms. In which case, you have to change your entire platform. I don't know. Does that hold water?
Can't have it both ways.
Wow.
They're seeking asylum. That's from crazy. What? From the shit that we want to do here.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So now you have the left. They've labeled DeSantis and all the Republican frontrunners, right, for 2024. DeSantis, Trump, fascists.
Mm-hmm.
And they've opened investigations into them. Don't be led by the nose here. They're looking for a reason to bog down DeSantis because they think, okay, we've shackled Donald Trump with the raids, with the investigations.
Wrong.
Ooh, now DeSantis seems like he might actually do the kinds of things that Donald Trump has also done. He's an outsider. We need to burden him. Well, as you heard that sheriff say, there's no statute that's violated. We're going to investigate him anyway. Why? Because it makes it harder for him to run for office. Remember how hard it was for you to do this show when you were being audited?
Yes.
You were constantly having to leave earlier, like, sorry, I got to deal with my account. I know it drains you.
Yes, it
does.
That's
what they are trying to do. And so now they've compared the right, Trump, DeSantis, the people who are being falsely investigated, to Nazis. So here's the co-founder of Race to Dinner, Syra Rao. She's like a blue check mark, but also really, really big in the leftist community, tweeted, "This is a Trump rally from last night. At a glance, it could be Nazi Germany." They were lifting their hands in prayer.
Yeah.
By the way. Lifting their hands in prayer.
It could also be any concert.
Yes. Exactly.
No, but they don't have a problem with any concert.
Right.
They have a problem with lifting your hands in prayer.
Yes.
Saying it's Nazi Germany.
And then she goes on to say, if you are a Republican, you are a Nazi. If you are married to, dating, or friends with a Republican, you are married to, dating, or friends with a Nazi. If you don't want to be a Nazi, speak up. Now, this means Nazi symbol if you're holding your hand up. Gerald, we've done that in our church.
Yeah.
Right?
I know, both hands up. Gosh, mm-hmm. I must have been really committed.
Yeah, that's a double hail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No Sieg or just the...
It's a double hail.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things. It's not against the rules. It's frowned upon.
Frowned upon, yes.
Yes. It's too much hail.
This is a white supremacist symbol.
Yes.
This is a white supremacist. So now this, lifting your hand in prayer, is Nazism. Don't pray. What's the next step? Well, Canada. What is that? We shut down your church. What's the next step? Well, China. What's that? You're arrested if you have a Bible.
Yeah.
What's this? Oh, it's white supremacy. Remember? We had people in the military. They were saying they were flashing a white supremacist gang symbol. So what happens? They have to jail Macaulay Culkin for the cover of Home Alone 2. I use this all the time when we're doing things on it. Why? Because this usually means turn it up. This will mean turn it down. And this means we're good. I can't do a thumbs up. This means we're good. This isn't a white supremacist symbol. They want you to be afraid to pray. They want, if they plant in your brain just a little bit when you're in church. And this is how they win. It's a game of inches. It's if you do this and in your head you're going, ooh, I hope I don't get accused of being a Nazi. Guess what? That's a win for them. If you see some guy with giant, fake, stupid prosthetic Spencer's tits and you go, I don't think that's a woman, but I'm afraid to, ooh, they just won. If you say, I'm not sure that full-grown men should be in the girls' restroom, but I don't want to speak up, boom, they've just won. This is a playbook. The reason I read this for you is right here. This is a Trump rally from last night. At glance, it could be Nazi Germany. Don't want you to pray in church. Right away, they've attacked Christians for praying in church. We see the church shrinking. If you are a Republican, you are a Nazi. They want you to be afraid to identify as a Republican. Yeah. If you are married to, dating, or friends with a Republican, you are dating or married. They don't want you to even associate with people. They don't want you to even have friends. This is the playbook. And by the way, it's the playbook of who? The Nazis. If you don't want to be a Nazi, speak up. Mm-hmm. Are they saying speak? No, they're saying if you see something, say something. Think about this for a second. The people saying speak up. They're saying it on a platform that has knowingly suppressed political speech. Not only the Hunter Biden story, they have knowingly suppressed people who are conservative on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, right? We've been demonetized. We know that. They have knowingly suppressed those people with the support of the current federal government, and they want to tell you, speak up. What do they mean? Be a lackey. Be a quisling. Do the bidding of this government. And again, I never back down from the comparison. People sometimes try and say, oh, you actually think Hitler was a leftist? Yes, absolutely. Oh, yes. Not only because it's in the title, National Socialist Workers' Party, but if you look at their policies on gun control, if you look at their policies on speech, if you look at their policies on personal freedoms, if you look at their policies on abortion and eugenics, you try and find me a comparison between Donald Trump and Hitler that is more apt than this lady on Twitter or Kamala Harris or Joe Biden beyond the fact that Merriam-Webster or Google tells you that fascism is inherently right-wing. You don't think you're living under fascism right now? You can't speak out against this. And if you send illegal immigrants to a liberal area, just like the former vice president has done, they're going to launch an investigation into you. And then the people who will do their bidding, I guarantee you this broad has met with some people at the White House, tells you, don't even be friends with Republicans. Don't raise your hands in prayer. And if you see people doing this, if you see something, say something. The Nazi comparison is old and tired, but by God, it has never been more appropriate than with the Democratic Party today. It's not even close. All right, I think I've given my thoughts.
That's fair. That's a good point.
Anyone have anything to add?
No, I think we've all made our points.
I think we have. All right. These are starting to hurt my back a little bit.
Yes, my neck hurts very bad.
Well guess what? That's just the price you pay for being beautiful.
Yeah.
By the way, women out there, do not get a breast reduction. It's like slapping God in the face.
It's true.
You sleep take with one for the, in your armpit.
Take
then.
One for the team. Take two. All right. Share the show if you're watching on YouTube. We're going to go on now to this is something we cannot discuss on the YouTube. Adam Levine's whore mistress. And I don't know if you know this, but she's a victim. She's a home. Nowadays, I don't know if you know this, we used to call them home wreckers. You know what you call them today? Victims.
The real heroes?
Yeah.
Yes, the real heroes. Share the show. Hit like, comment. We are going to see you tomorrow. Love you. We're going off YouTube. Mug Club. You know, a bit piss off.